The official title shir is, did the Rambam plan to supplant the Talmud with the Mishnah Torah? And we're going to discuss this historical issue honestly from the words of the Rambam himself. So the Rambam in his Hakdama to the Yad HaChazakah. So he says, "Rezin artichati ani Moshe b'Rabman asvardi yishanti atzur baruchu b'yosuch alisvarm rizichaber dvarim amitzbar mikol achibur min also mutvatam v'tarim kol shar dine atorah." Right. So I took matters into my own hands and I looked into all the books and I decided, you know, all the books which includes, as he wrote earlier, the two Talmuds, you know, the Safra Sifrei, and the Tosefta. Right, and I decided, you know, I put together, you know, everything that, you know, Potter, Osur, Mutter, Tomei, Tohar, Kulam Bestoshim, Brura, Derek Sache, Torshim, Baope, Kulam Bestura, Kol, Blow, Kusha, Blow, Piruk, in a way that you'll have the whole Torshim, Baope arranged for you without Kashas and Tutsim, just spelled out, you know, very, very straightforward. Not with different man. Right, so rather everything will be very clear, very very short and to the point, and it includes everything from all the books ever written. Right, so you'll have all the laws readily accessible to even a small Talmud, even a big Talmud, right? And everything, including the Drabonans, the Takonos Chavim of him. Klolo Shodavar, to sum it up, Kadesh Loye Adam Tzorich Lechibur Acher Ba'olam. No one's going to need any other book in the world. Right, Bedin Medina Yisrael, in any halacha of halacha, so Eliach Zeh Chibur Zeh Mekabetz Letarah Shabal Peh Kula. This book will encompass the entirety of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah, Tosafot goes exerts in answer to most Moshe Avad Chibur HaTalmud. Moshe Pirshu Ar Goyim B'chok Bem Chibur Achar HaTalmud. It's going to have everything from Matan Torah straight through the Gaoni. Right there. The Fiki Krasi Shem Chibur Zem Mishra Torah. Sorry, called Mishra Torah. Fish Adam Koreb Torah Shebechsav Tchila. Learn Tanakh. You do have to learn Tanakh. Vachkach Koreb Bezeh. V'odea Mimeno Torah Shebaal Peh. Kula. You don't have to read another book. Right. Sounds pretty serious. Right. So the Rambam says you got to learn Tanakh, right? And you got to learn, right, this book, and then you have a Torah Shlema. That's what he seems to be saying. Just a ha'ara, you know, just a nice point, thing to point out. You know, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah tells the story of Chanukah. He doesn't do that, you know, the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. He doesn't do that in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah. It's very simple, because he expects you to learn Tanakh, right? And the stories behind all those mitzvahs are in the Tanakh, you know. Chanukah is lo nitna li kosev, you know. Esther, sof kol anishim, shenitnu li kosev. There is no Tanakh that covers Chanukah. So that's why you had to supplement it and tell you the story of Chanukah, right? But it is what it seems, the Ram seems to be saying, that the... that the this book alone will be enough, right, to encompass the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. You don't need another book between the Tanakh and the Mishnah Torah. So now let's. So he was indeed accused of trying to supplant the Gemara. I do want to examine some evidence from some of his igros. The edition I use for the Igros Rambam is that of Rav Yitzchak Shilat. So I'm first going to quote from two Igros that are printed in the Chelik of that two-volume set. So he has a letter to his one of his Talmidim, Rav Yosef Be'inyan Limud Mishnah Torah. That's in the Igros later. I already told you, do not go lax. You should know the whole Mishnah Torah very well. V'yaseu sifro, and make it your book. The Mishnah Torah should be a book. V'yamdeu b'chol makom lofitzos, and teach it everywhere to, you know, everyone should get benefit from the Mishnah Torah. V'yishetachlis ha-mechuvenes, because the original intent, right, Shechiber b'tamuz also, of the composition of the Talmud and other books, Kvar nechrasa v'avda. The original intent and use of these books is over. It's finished. All right. V'tachas lamdonim kilu yazman. B'maso matav shebatalmud. You know, the lamdonim, they just like waste time, you know, arguing about the shakl v'tarya and the Gemara. Kilu akavatachis hua imun v'avikuach, as if the Talmud's original intent was, you know, saber rattling, you know, and argumentation. Right? Lo zulah said nothing other than that. V'lo zulah yisrael kavod rishonu, but that was not the original intent of the Talmud. Av masav matav v'avikuach amam naflu b'mikra. All the, you know, shakl v'tarya and all the argumentation was by happenstance. Kasher ya maimer shakl pirshu chavir shepirshu acher b'chilufo. It's just when there was a brisa, just after, that you could learn it this way or you could learn it that way. So now they had, each mandomer had to bring proofs, and that's how the argumentation came. So when there was something unclear and there was a divergence of opinion, so of course they had to argue and they had to ask kashas and terutzim, you know, to get to. Right. Go ahead. Yeah, but they were working with transcripts.
They wrote it in a certain way, not in Mikra. They didn't write it in Mikra, they wrote it.
No, they said the mitzias of the of Shakla Vitaria and that the mitzias of that was not the original intent of the Talmud to be a book where Jews bicker all the time, right? But it happened that way because when there is a suffix, right? Right. So they have to but that was never the original intent of the Talmud, right? But the original intent was to know what you got to do and what you're not allowed to do, right, of the mitzvahs, right? Right, so now our book, the Mishnah, goes with the original intent of the Talmud, because it just says what you have to do, what not to do. And anyone who just wants to waste all his days in argumentation, go ahead. You know, but this is, you know, this is not what was originally intended. Okay, so there's another igeres to a Talmud that went to Baghdad, which, you know, the Ram was in serious machlokas with the Rosh Yeshiva in Baghdad. So he was giving his Talmud, you know, tips of how to cope with the Syrians going to hostile territory. And he gave him Roshus to open up a base medrash of the Rambam there in Baghdad. You know, it goes in the derech of the Rambam, right, in enemy territory. And of course, Chadim min alichal of Baghdad, right? So now you're going to Baghdad. Kfar shiticha shetiftach midrash of Talmud Torah v'alocha. I gave you Roshus to open up a base medrash and to teach Torah and halacha. In shkira yediyah sachibur. Right, and of course the Iker emphasis should be to, you know, learn the Mishnah Torah. Al-Khashan Shekha Tukakosimaim Tamid Lotasik Takhizuas Akhtotos. Right? But I'm afraid that, you know, with these, you know, people in Baghdad, you're just gonna always be in perpetual fights with them and you're never gonna learn, you're just gonna always be you know, busy with fighting. Shin Sarak Lamed Yivato Titsarak Lame Lotwazov Kakhas Bam Lo Lo yatcha ella. Zuzicha mechad nagros or ariga al derecha mistakrim avutzli merushus rosh hagolus. V'tisayot tishav. My advice to you is don't be financially dependent on them. Even take one coin from being a tailor or a carpenter, but don't take any money from the institutions, the meisters there, because then you'll be meshubit to them. Right, and it's better just to make one coin from being a tailor or a carpenter than having the office of Reish Galusa. Right, if you're going to deal with the institution, they'll denigrate you. Right, so I'm advising you not to be financially dependent upon them. Engage in commerce, learn medicine. Right, and just be osik in real learning. Right? So now learn Rif and compare it to the Mishnah Torah And if you ever find that there's a, you know, a machlokas between a riff and what I write in the Mishnah, it happens. People could learn the Gemara differently. And you go look up the original sugya and try to figure out where I'm coming from, where the riff is coming from. Right? That's what... Vim tichles mancha bepirushim pirushi avayas ha-gemaros adorah mashi nachtu ma'amolam. Right, but if you're going to now waste your time, as it were, right, that's what he says. Chalas mancha with pirushim, with all different types of pshatim and gemara, right, and all the shaklavataya, these things that I gave Jewish people rest from, right? Hareza ibud azman, that is called to waste your time. Umira to'eles, right, and there's very little to be gained from it. Choshem mashataskim alav hodieni, Hashem yanachas mascha batov, right, and let me know how you're doing, right? Sounds pretty serious. But there is over here a little clue that things are not so simple. Because he does say to learn riff.
Yeah, well,
there's
also, I mean, you know, there are also like separate things. There is one There's no Vilna Shah. We're still used to, you know what I mean? Like, things are probably much better. They're not as good as they are now. They're different.
Okay. Right. So everyone knows the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. Lo Mishal Shadam Shnoisa, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. It's Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. The Rambam brings that Gemara LaHalacha, and he actually paraphrases it in a way that, you know, is very, very interesting and topples the whole pile of evidence that we brought so far. So the Rambam paraphrases that Gemara. You would think that the Rambam held, okay, Mishnah and Talmud is all this book. So you have the two-thirds in one book, so Yishlish Mikra, and the two-thirds are this book, right? That's what you would think. But listen to how the Rambam paraphrases that Gemara in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perakav, Lachirav. V'chalev l'shalish zman l'midaso. You've got to divide your time in third. Shlish b'tar shebichsav. V'shlish b'tar shebaalpeh. Now, that's something to take note of. He substituted the term Mishnah. Vishlish, and the third, Yovin Vyaskil Achris Dovamareshi. So, right, so you have to now calculate, you know, far reaching ramifications of halacha, make new halacha based on old halacha. Vyotzi Dovam Midavar, you know, and compare and contrast things. Vidama Dovala Dovar, right, extract new ideas based on comparing things. Vyodin Bamida Shatorn, just then also make use, you know, of the Yud Gil Midrash Torah Drash Bam, like meaning the drushes are important to research the origins of halacha. And then you should know these midas, and you should know the science of how we derived halacha from, you know, what's written in the psukim. Right? The inyan zehu hanikra Talmud. Right. And this is what's called Talmud. So now, Talmud is not laws. Talmud is a method. It's an analysis. So now you're not going to get that from the Mishnah Torah. Right? We're supposed to now compare and contrast, and we're supposed to research the original origins of halacha, and also including working with. Right, the midas shatar and the dress bam, so it's not good what they do in yeshivas. You know, it's, you know, maruba, they skip three blot in, you know, get past all the drushes. Right, that's part of, you know, that's what part of what Talmud is. Right? And he writes elsewhere that this is until you finish, and then yosim kol yomav b'talmud, after you've accomplished. So this topples the whole binyan. Right? Because, you know, because Talmud is not a book of information. You could say that the information is here. Talmud is a type of learning, right? That you research the origins of halacha, including the Mishnah Torah, and you create new halacha based on old halacha. How are you going to get that from the Mishnah Torah? Right? So what breaks this all apart is another Igeris that really changes the whole thing. It's an Igeris that's in the aforementioned set, you know, the Igeris Ram, the Shilat edition. This is in Chelek Beis, in the second volume. It is a long Igeris. I'll try to blast through as quickly as possible, to Rav Pinchas Adayin. So Rav Pinchas Adayin wrote the Rambam a laundry list of tainus on him, everything, all the stuff, which included accusing him of trying to use the Mishneh Torah to supplant the Talmud. And I'll read you the choice clauses, the Rambam responses. It's very long, Igeres, but we're concentrating on this part of it, right? Right, so he, one of the famous critiques of Rambam is that he doesn't say which Montgomery's paskening like. He just says the halacha without saying, you know, what the source is in the Gemara. So you don't say your sources. We don't know, you know, which Tana, which Amora you're going like. And then also, that's also would be a chisorn in understanding fully what you mean if we don't know what your sources are. And so, if you learn your book, we're going to forget even the names of the Tanoim and Amoraim, right? So the Rambam responds, and he says like this, right? Datchil Hashenichat Shom Lo Amarti Lo Tzaskul Lo B'Gemara Lo B'Achso Rav Alfas Ozulaso. First of all, I deny ever saying, this is the Rambam writes, not to learn Gemara or not to learn Rif. I totally deny that. Hayadoa Aid, you know, he who knows all is my witness. Sheshi Kama Shona Vachetzi Sholom Du Etzli Chiburi. Yeah, for 1.5 years in my yeshiva, we didn't learn Mishneh Torah at all. Ela Shnaim Oshosha Anoshim Lomdu Mitzvah, some 2 or 3 guys who came in, they learned some of the books. Vrovatim Rotzu Lumor Alochas Shel Arav. Most of the Talmidim want to learn the Alochas of the Rif. V'limato some kalpoim called Alochsa. I taught Gantz a riff a few times. V'gam shnayim show the Gemara. V'limato some meseches Hashoel. And some people want to learn Gemara. And I taught them whatever meseches they want to learn. V'chanit zivisi also dati libi she'esrof called Sroj nazar fanai mi'brei chibur. Did I say to burn all the other books because I put out the Mishneh Torah? Hello, beferusha matkasi bar shlochi bar tesa el bnei kotzer. I said beferusha nakdama. I had to write the Mishnah because people are not as advanced, you know, as they used to be to understand the Gemara. Mishen yocholeri vleiz dolme katamet. Someone can't, you know, plumb the depths of the Talmud. Leiv mina derachasim b'torah ve'rachti darzaharbe. I made it very clear over there. I'm doing it because the Gemara has become too difficult. Well, we'll skip a few lines when, and he says over here, big yesod, vida. Listen to this very carefully. Shekvar amarti betilas chiburi she'inyan shtvasvo she'ed derech ha-mishna ve'kolosh ha-mishna. He writes, you know, both in his hakdama to the Yad, and also he wrote it earlier in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he says, as he's writing the hakdama in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he was, you know, already embarked on writing the Yad HaChazaka, but he wanted to make sure that the Yad HaChazaka will encompass all Tariq Mitzvahs. Then he took a detour to count up the Tariq Mitzvahs, right, to make sure nothing will be missing. So in both these locations, and I'll spare you reading so you can look it up, it's both in the Hakdama to the the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Hakdama to the Mishnah. He says something that you think is kilu, a side point, but it's really the Iker. He says, I am going to, right, shed derech ha-mishnah b'lash ha-mishnah. I am going to copy the style of the Mishnah. Right, it's going to be the derech ha-mishnah and the lash ha-mishnah. The Hebrew of the Mishnah Torah is the Hebrew of the Mishnah. It's not the biblical Hebrew, it's the lash of the Mishnah. And v'atem lo samtem lev l'dvarai v'lo yedatem f'rashesh ben derech ha-mishnah ben derech ha-tan. Now, you didn't pay attention when I wrote that in the Hakdama, that the Mishnah Torah is patterned after the Mishnah. Hence why it's called Mishnah Torah. V'loi dat ha'fresheish ben derech Mishnah ve'derech ha'tamud. You don't know the difference, it seems, between the derech of the Mishnah and the derech of the Gemara. Okay, just want to skip a few lines. Where he gets to the Yisod. Da, alufi miyuda, you should know. Shekomi shekosov sefer, ben bedivrei Torah, ben bedivrei shar chochmas, ben min ha-goyim karim, ba'al ha-chochmas, ben min ha-rofim, echa b'shei ha-drom rochais. Anyone who ever wrote a book, right, in any Torah and lahavdil, chol, anything, in any discipline, there are 2 possible styles you could write a book in, right? O derech chibur, there's a composition, you know, where you just collate the material, O derech pirush, or you write a commentary. Right? V'derech ha-chibur, now the style that's called chibur. Right? It's called the composition, or sefer. Who lask your drum and horn bilvad, blokush blue perk, ubloshum raya ba'olam, kamoshos or abena kosh b'chibur ha-mishnah. Right? The way of chibur, that style is just to say what's correct, just say the facts, not how you arrived at the facts. Right, not any dissenting opinions, right, and not who said it, just the pure distilled facts, and that's derech chibur, and that is derech hamishnah. That is what Rabbeinu HaKadosh does in the Mishnah. Right?
That's the idea of establishment.
Yeah, but right. So as he goes on, as the Rambam wrote elsewhere, right, that the only reason why Rebbe sometimes brings down man de omrim is because other people heard that mandar, he wants to make you aware, I know that other mandar, and Allah is not like him. Well, it's the derech of the Mishnah is just to say what's correct, period. Right? And that's the derech of the Mishnah Torah. The derech ha-pirush, now, the way of commentary, right, it's a different style. Laskir drum and chorim v'drayim achir masal zomri, to say what's correct, say things that might be a stira to them. V'akushis al-kodar v'apiruk, right, you say all the kashas and all the terutim. Right, shadar mezuzah sheker, or shazer roi, vizeh, ain't a roi. Vizeh derech ha-Talmud. Right, the Talmud is a commentary. It's a commentary on the Mishnah. The commentary explains the Maitaima. Right, so it goes into why it was said, and how do you know it's correct. Now, that's the role of a pirush. The role of a chibur is just to say the facts, the correct facts. The pirush is what goes into the shakav atayah, and where it come from, how do we know? Vani lo asiti pirush, el achibur. The Mishnah Torah is not a pirush, it's a chibur. It is in the derech of the Mishnah. Derech ha-Mishnah. Right? Shema Yomar, this is what he said. Misha lo yavin, v'al Mishnah kosuv shemos chachamim. V'idam ez shezu raya ploni amar bok ha-kach, ein zu raya, raya ulo dia mipnei ma'am raponi kach, u'bnei ma'am raponi kach, zui ha-raya. He said, but we do bring, Rabbi of course sometimes brings man to Omrim. It's only for reason to say that he's aware of the other pins, that he's still passed away, but he doesn't give all the timing, just says Rabbi Omer, not why they say what they say. That's the function of a pirush. That's not the function of a chibur. And the Mishnah is a chibur, or called a sefer, right? And then he just goes on to explain that we don't know the Masoris, right? At the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, I list all the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ravina and Ravashi. So anything that's in this book, came from one of those 40 generations. So it comes out an amazing thing, right? The Rambam said he's not the new Gemara, he's the new Mishnah. Right? It is a chibur, right? It is a composition, right? It's a sefer, right? The Gemara is not a sefer, right? The Gemara is a commentary. And that stems very well with the way he described it in the Shlish Talmud, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a way of learning, researching the origins of halacha, making new halacha based on old halacha. It's a method. It's called a technology. Right? It's analyzing where it came from and making new halacha based on old halacha. Right? That's what Gemara is, in essence. Right? It has a different function and a totally different style, right, than Mishnah. Right? Rambam says, I wrote a chibur. I didn't write a pirush. So now let's go back to, everyone knows that Gemara, in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. Shlish, right? Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Talmud. Listen to how the Rambam paraphrased that Gemara, right? So it Shlish Torah Saksav, Shlish Torah Shebaal Peh, and Shlish is Yovin V'yaskil, what we said, all the engage in the research of the origins of halacha and also create new halacha based on old halacha. He calls Mishnah Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Because, and this I heard from also Yaakov Weinberg, Zichrono Livracha, right? If there is something that's called that Torah Shebaal Peh took on a guf, used to just be a commentary built around Chumash. The big chiddush of Rabbeinu HaKadosh right, to make the Mishnayos, that now Torah Shebaal Peh had a manifestation. The manifestation that there's a book of Torah Shebaal Peh as opposed to being a commentary on the Bible, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the body of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Gemara is not the body of Torah Shebaal Peh. Gemara is a way of learning. It's a pirush. The body of Torah Shebaal Peh is Mishnah. Right? So now, there's another famous Gemara in Brachas everyone knows. Vetnas luchos ha'even ha'torah mitzvah asher kasavti lo rosam luchos ha'zluchos. Ha'torah, zu Torah Shebaal Peh. V'ha'mitzvah, zu Mishnah. Zu Mishnah. Right? Asher kasavti zin uksum, lo rosam is Talmud. Right? This is how the Rambam paraphrases that Gemara. Right, in the very beginning of his Hakdama to the Yad HaChazakah. Kol mitzvot Moshe b'firushin, you know, all the mitzvot given with their, you know, their perush al peep, you know, of Torah Shebaal Peh. Shneimar, v'ed luchos ha'even, ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah. Torah, zu Torah Shebichsav. Mitzvah, zu pirusha. V'tzivan la'asos es ha'torah al pi ha'mitzvah. Mitzvah zu, hi ha'nikreis Torah Shebaal Peh. So what Gemara calls mitzvah, zu Mishnah. Ram says, this pirush is what's called Torah Shebaal Peh. So it comes out amazing. People misunderstood the Rambam, right? Listen to what he says. Let's re-examine what we opened up with, you know, in the end of the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, right? Right. So he said, I'm eliminating all the Shakal Vitaria, right? And it's not going to end all the names of the Mandabrim, meaning which is like the Mishnah does, right? Klolo Shel Davar, right? Kidei shloet Adam tzrich lechibur. There a chibur lechibur acharom. You don't need another chibur. This is the new Mishnah, right? Lechibur achar baolam midin midin Yisrael. V'yichuzem mekavet. This is the chibur, right? Lefi v'fika krasi shem achibur ze Mishnah Torah. Lefi shalom korah b'tor salta v'akorah b'ze v'yodeh mimenu Torah Shebaal Peh, which is. Torah Shebaal Peh kula v'etzach likros sefer acher. You don't need another chibur. You still have to do the shlish tam, which is derech pirush. Right? So var mekhol shel tzaddik. The Rambam, you know, the Mishnah Torah is the new Mishnah. And you know, and also halacha l'mas. When you learn Shulchan Aruch, what are you learning? You're learning Mishnah. Right? You're learning Mishnah Berurah. You're learning Mishnah. You're learning Aruch HaShulchan. You're learning Talmud because he also goes, and that's what Rashi Zichron Brach also held. You could be Yotzi Yehochi of Talmud Torah with Aruch HaShulchan. Because he also does a little bit of the Shaka Vidar, shows where it comes from, and how we know, and Rias, right? And so if you learn this book, this is how you know Torah Shebaal Peh, as in Mishnah. You still have to do your Shlish Tam, which is a intellectual exercise. It's not material. It's to engage in the analysis of learning, whether it's the analysis of the origins of halacha, or the analysis of making new halachas, right? Okay, Nira. Okay, thank you.
I mean, he wants to make a point.
Yeah.
It's called mikras. Wow. In other words,
yeah.
It loses the whole point. The whole.